안녕하십니까? 2017학년도 대학 수학능력시험 9월 모의평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2017학년도 대학 수학능력시험 9월 모의평가 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Linda, George Stanton is going to leave the company next week.
Yeah, he's been a great help to our team. I want to do something to thank him.
Me too. Why don't we have a farewell party for him before he goes?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I have bad news. I have to go on a business trip this Thursday.
But we're supposed to go to John Hamilton's book signing that day. You wanted him to sign your book.
Yeah, I really want that. But I cannot miss this trip.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Lakeview residents. Thank you for watching this video on our website. I'm James Lee, Director of the Lakeview Post Office. I'd like to announce the relocation of our post office to 17 Maple Street. As you know, our current office is too small. So we need a larger space to improve the quality of our services. We'll continue to operate at the current office until Friday, September 2nd. and the new office will be open from Monday, September 5th. Since we're moving over the weekend, our services will not be interrupted. Also, our phone number will not change. You'll be able to enjoy our services in a larger and more comfortable place. So, please visit our new office at 17 Maple Street after our move. Thank you.
(4번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey Jack, how was your vacation?
It was great, Ellen. I traveled around the country.
What did you like most about the trip?
Taking the train was the best part.
What was so special about the train?
Since I didn't drive, I was able to relax and enjoy the beautiful scenery.
I understand what you mean. It's quite difficult to enjoy the view while driving.
Yeah. What's more, there were no traffic jams, so I didn't waste my time on the road.
Also, taking the train benefits the environment because it helps reduce air pollution.
I didn't think about that. Now I feel great that I did something good for the environment.
Train travel seems quite beneficial in many ways. I guess I'll take the train for my next business trip.
You really should.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Ms. Sally Benson.
That's me. How can I help you?
I'm Peter Brown. I saw on your bulletin board that you're looking for help. I'd be happy to donate some of my time.
We'd really appreciate that. We need someone who can assist me and my coworkers here.
What would I specifically do?
You would help people check out and return books.
I did that when I volunteered at a different library.
Great. You'd also help organize and register new books when they arrive.
I did that too. Is there anything else I can help with?
It would be great if you could plan various library events with me, like book fairs.
I haven't done that before, but I think I can do it.
Oh, good. Then when are you available?
I can come in on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings.
That sounds perfect.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Dad, look at this picture. It was taken at the zoo.
You went there last Saturday, right?
Yeah, I did. It was hot and sunny that day.
Ah, that's why you're wearing a hat. It looks good on you.
Thank you. Can you see the two birds on the tree branch?
Yes, they seem peaceful. Oh, there's a waterfall behind the pond. It looks nice.
It was. The sound of it was really refreshing, too.
Look. The monkey in the cage has a banana in its hand. It looks happy.
I liked watching it. Do you see the ice cream stand next to the flower pot?
I see it. Did you get some ice cream from there?
Yes, I did. It was great.
It seems like you had a wonderful day at the zoo.
I sure did. Let's go together next time.
Okay, we will.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tracy, How's the preparation for the food booth going?
It's going well. You know, the autumn school festival starts tomorrow.
I'm sorry I couldn't help.
You were sick. Don't worry about it.
Did we get the same spot as last year for the booth?
Yes, it's the one right next to the gym.
That's good. Have you decided on the menu?
Yes, we're going to sell homemade sandwiches and lemonade.
I'm sure people will love them.
We also bought all the ingredients yesterday.
Wow, you've done a lot. Is there anything I can do?
Let me see. We still need to move chairs and make copies of the flyer.
Since I'm not good at using a copy machine, I'll move the chairs.
Great. Then I'll make copies of the flyer. David, you look excited. What's up?
There's a Ben Tyler concert in town, and I have tickets. Do you want to go?
Of course. I love Ben Tyler. When's the concert?
It's this Thursday at 6 p.m.
Thursday? I'm afraid I can't go.
Why not? Do you have to finish your team project that day?
No, it's done. But this Thursday is my parents' wedding anniversary.
Are you going to have a party?
No, my parents are going out for dinner. I have to take care of my younger sister.
Oh, I remember. She's in elementary school, right?
Yes, she still needs someone to watch her.
How about asking your brother to look after her?
Unfortunately, he cannot do it. He goes to class on Thursday nights.
I see. It's too bad you can't go.
I'm sorry. I wish I could.
Welcome to Kings Canyon Campground.
Hello. How much is the entrance fee?
It's free this month. We're having a summer special promotion.
Good. You rent out tents here, right?
Yes. What size do you want?
I'd like to rent a family-sized tent. How much does it cost?
It costs $20 per day.
Sounds reasonable. I'll take one tent for 3 days. I also need a picnic table. Can I rent one?
Yes, you can. It's $10 per day.
I'd like one picnic table for 3 days then.
Okay, so that's one family-sized tent and one picnic table. Both are for 3 days, correct?
Right. Can I use this coupon?
Sure. You get a 10% discount on the total amount.
Good. Here's my coupon and credit card. Brian, what are you reading?
It's a novel written by Eugene Kim, Mom. He's my favorite author.
I saw his interview on TV. He's a British novelist who was born in Seoul, Korea.
Right. He received the Royal Novel Award this year. It's a famous award.
That's great. What's the title of the book he received the award for?
The title is Perhaps Jane. It's the number one bestseller now.
What's it about?
It's about a woman who follows her dreams.
I see. How many books has he written so far?
He's written 7 books since his debut in 2009.
He's been quite productive. But he looked fairly young in the interview. How old is he?
He's 32 years old.
He is young. He must be very talented.
I think so. You have to read one of his books, too.
11번 사이언스 퀴즈 올림픽스에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Attention all Central High School students. This is Mr. Johnson, your science teacher. I'd like to remind you of the upcoming Science Quiz Olympics. As you know, the event is held every year to promote students' interest in science. This year, the Science Quiz Olympics will take place on Friday, September 23rd. If you like science or like a challenge, you should not miss this opportunity. There will be plenty of prizes. All participants will receive a T-shirt, and the top five finalists will get a movie ticket. To participate, please visit the Science Department and fill out an entry form. Registration will close on Thursday, September 22nd. You cannot register on the day of the event. If you have any further questions, please contact the Science Department.
Honey, my nephew Tom's birthday is coming soon. Let's buy him a present.
Good idea. How about buying him a tricycle?
Sounds great. Tom will love one.
Let's buy one on the internet. Look at these models.
Which kind of frame should we get?
A plastic frame doesn't seem strong enough. We should choose a different one.
I think so, too. Then, we have to choose one among these four models. What do you think about the warranty?
A one-year warranty seems too short.
I agree. Let's get one with at least a two-year warranty.
Okay. What about this model with a helmet?
Well, Tom already has a helmet. He doesn't need another one.
Yeah. So we have two options left. What do you think?
I don't think we can afford more than $80.
You're right. Let's buy this one.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Susan, are you looking for a part-time job on the internet?
Yes, Dad. I want a job that can help build my career.
You want to be a kindergarten teacher, don't you?
Yeah. I'd like to get a job where I can work with kids.
Have you found anything yet?
This one looks interesting. Let's check. The Rainbow Daycare Center is looking for a teacher's assistant.
Working there would help you get experience in your field.
Right. I wonder if this job fits my schedule.
It says here they need somebody in the afternoon.
That works for me.
The daycare center is in Kansing Hill. I guess you can take the bus.
It takes more than an hour and a half. It's too far.
I know. You do like to be around children, though.
True. But I'm not sure whether it's worth my time and effort.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Can I come in, Mr. Davidson?
Brenda, come on in. You transferred here 2 weeks ago. How's it going?
The teachers are very kind, so I'm doing well in my classes.
It's good to hear you're adapting well. Have you made new friends?
I have a few, but not many. It hasn't been easy for me to make many new friends here.
I understand. You know, making friends in a new environment is difficult for anyone.
Can you give me some advice?
Why don't you find students who have something in common with you?
You mean people with the same interests?
Yes. Joining a club at school can help. What are you interested in?
I'm interested in playing sports such as tennis and basketball.
Oh, good. We have several sports clubs. You should consider joining one of them. Daniel is a university freshman. Jenny is a junior in the same major. They're taking a course together this semester. Daniel is often late for classes and seems exhausted. When Jenny asks why, he tells her that it's because the university is far from his home. It takes 2 hours for him to get to school. What's worse, he doesn't have enough time to study. Jenny understands his situation because she had a similar problem last year. However, once she began staying at the dormitory, her problem was solved. She wants to suggest to Daniel that he live in the dormitory. In this situation, what would Jenny most likely say to Daniel?
Good morning, everyone. I'm Barbara Campbell with the Oakville Culture Center. Throughout history, people made a lot of inventions. But not everything was planned, and many were invented by chance. Some food products were also made accidentally. For example, cornflakes were invented when a pot of boiled grains was left unattended for several hours. Potato chips were also invented by chance. When a customer kept complaining about his French fried potatoes, the chef was annoyed and served very salty sliced potatoes. Surprisingly, the customer loved them. Ice cream cones are another example. Ice cream had been served on plates for years. One day, an ice cream seller ran out of plates, so he put ice cream on the top of rolled waffles. This is how the ice cream cone was born. Lastly, chocolate chip cookies were made accidentally when a cook used a chocolate bar instead of melting chocolate to make cookies. Now, I'd like you to think of other examples.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Barbara Campbell with the Oakville Culture Center. Throughout history, people made a lot of inventions. But not everything was planned, and many were invented by chance. Some food products were also made accidentally. For example, cornflakes were invented when a pot of boiled grains was left unattended for several hours. Potato chips were also invented by chance. When a customer kept complaining about his French fried potatoes, the chef was annoyed and served very salty sliced potatoes. Surprisingly, the customer loved them. Ice cream cones are another example. Ice cream had been served on plates for years. One day, an ice cream seller ran out of plates, so he put ice cream on the top of rolled waffles. This is how the ice cream cone was born. Lastly, chocolate chip cookies were made accidentally when a cook used a chocolate bar instead of melting chocolate to make cookies. Now, I'd like you to think of other examples.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은?
이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.